I guess we're live. Hi, everybody.
Greetings, mortal humans. I am Melvin, the superhero.
Good to see you, Melvin.
It's good to see you too, mortal human.
Mm-hmm. And Matt over there.
And yes, Matt, the guy on the video.
Yeah. All right. So, Matt, we can't see you. Let's tilt down a little bit because we're on YouTube and Facebook Live. There we go. All right.
So you got quite the setup there with two cameras, right?
Yeah, it's great. We got two cameras here, and both high quality. And yeah.
Yeah, you're getting this thing down, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
So welcome everyone, and hope everybody's surviving, doing all right. It's been another fun week. Matt, have you done anything exciting at all?
Just the same old routine. It's kind of been the new normal.
You sound like Jeff. The same old routine.
Wait a minute. I change the act up a lot.
Yeah, sure.
No, I do. Every year and a half or 2 years, it's a completely different show.
Congratulations.
Right. That's true. Actually, even in the midst of that year and a half or 2 years,
oh yeah,
like almost every other week it's a different show.
Yeah, it's completely rolling over because I add new jokes, I take old jokes out, and you know, so it people don't realize that my live show morphs into a brand new show. If you've seen me come back a year and a half later, and it's completely different because I'm getting ready for the next special. That's how I've done it for 12 years. So
great.
Now,
yeah.
Is that unusual? Is that you, or is that all comedians?
I think most guys are like musical artists where they take the time off and get off the road from the big shows and then they start writing and in the studio or whatever you call it and go to the smaller comedy clubs and work out the act and then go back out on the road. You know, that's what bands do. They'll go out, they come out with a new album and tour for however long, a couple of years. And then they go off the road. They're off the road for a long time. They're working in the studio, working on the new stuff. And then they come back on the road with a new tour. But, nope, I don't do it that way. We're have been, until this virus, constantly touring since I moved to L.A. in 1988. And then the big shows in the arenas we've been doing for 12 years and never gotten off the road.
But now we're off the road and stuck in the garage with Matt.
That's right. And, Matt, so people, by the way, an update on the Funko Pops, which has been my...
You have a nemesis?
I do, yes. Yeah, and not the Funko Pops, but the getting the Funko Pops shipped out. And Matt, we've been fighting every battle that there is. The coronavirus, we've been fighting that, you know, making sure that employees stay well, and if there's any hint that anybody's not well, we send them home. And that hasn't happened much at all. But we're always being safe, just to make sure. The big thing, Matt, I'll just be frank with everybody. We weren't ready for the number of sales that hit us those first 2 days. It was unbelievable off the charts. Now, the website never crashed. All the sales went great. But then, and I'm going to throw them under the bus, the people that were supposed to take the information from PayPal, and we haven't gotten paid for these things yet. We don't get paid until we actually ship them to you. So we don't have the money. But PayPal keeps the money until the shipper actually ships. And so I'll throw the people under the bus who did this. It was the folks that were supposed to have the be able to transfer the information from PayPal to our warehouse so our warehouse could print the labels and ship. And that's where the big conundrum was. And then after that all got worked out, now we have these a very cut down staff because of COVID trying to get these thousands of Funko Pops out the door. And they're flowing now. Everything's going well. So everybody, please calm down. I apologize. The Funko Pops are coming. A lot of people gotten them now. And people are loving them. But Matt, most everybody's understanding. Most everyone is understanding.
There is a handful of folks who are not being nice.
Right. And so, and Matt, I've heard a few of the phone calls.
Oh.
It is like people are complete a-holes sometimes. It's like, people, it's a little statue. You'll get it. Calm down. We're sorry. Yeah. It's in the middle of a pandemic.
That, like, literally, you've been in there every day this week signing away, right?
Oh, and the signing isn't what's holding back because I signed thousands of them right up at the beginning and they all just sat there until we were able to ship them out the door, and that's what they're doing right now. So I started back on Tuesday and I sit there for 4 hours a day and sign. And they're sold out now. And hopefully they'll come back. We're ordering more, but they're all sold out now. But man, oh man.
Is that both the autographed and the unautographed?
Autographed and unautographed are sold out for right now. But I think we'll be back to this. We'll be back to, we'll get some more and we'll be able to put them back up for sale. But man, oh man, some of the people, and I got to tell you, you know who I think it is, the people that are getting the most upset? Is the little weasels that sell them on eBay.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's people that try and make money. They sell them for like $100, $150, and they cost, you know, we buy it for me, it's $25 for unsigned and $45 for signed. And then people jack up the price 200%, put them on eBay, say that they're rare, and it's like, I know what they did, they pre-sold them. And so now they're not getting their Funko Pops, and so their ratings, they can't ship to the people who bought it from them, so their ratings are going in the toilet. So you know what my answer to that is? Ha ha.
Yeah, not my problem.
Yeah, not my problem. So, but we're getting them out. And all the loyal fans, thank you very much. And I know a bunch of people have already texted me and saying, emailed me and said, yeah, we got them, so thank you. So they're coming. And then the other question was, so Matt, we went through the different, and we're going to get to Melvin's questions any second here, and we got some good ones. But you know, the colors that I picked to sign all meant something. Like the purple was obviously peanut, the blue was the shirt I was wearing, the red is his shoe, the green is his hair. And then people started saying, "What? Why'd you pick yellow and orange? I got a yellow one and an orange one. What's up with that? You didn't talk about that color." Matt, do you know why I picked those colors? Don't answer
guess,
this.
But I'm gonna let
you don't make up anything. I did it because it looks cool.
That was my guess.
Yes, there's yellow on the box. There's a little yellow on the box. And there's a little orange on the box in the graphics that you did, and they look great. And so I went, this looks awesome. So I love all the other colors. And then I did yellow. That looked great, and orange looked great. And it was like, yeah, why not make it a little bit of a rainbow there. So there, that's the reason. Now, we could have made something up. Orange could have been because Jack's, my son's hair is orange.
Right, that's a stretch.
Yeah, that's one that Audrey came up with. But it's almost the same color. It's just bright neon orange. And then yellow, what was it she said on yellow? Oh, I can't remember. It was pretty funny, though. But we were just making stuff up. But that wasn't the truth. The truth is, I just thought the colors looked cool. So there, two of my favorite colors. I think purple's my number one. And then for some reason, neon yellow and neon orange. I don't know why I like those colors. So forget it.
Never mind. I remember when you were signing them and I was out there. Those two colors really popped. So.
Yeah, but you had your mask on.
Of course I did.
I have.
Which brings up a question.
Yep.
Raymond Miller says that he loves Melvin's mask.
Yes.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, Melvin, this isn't exactly...
Oh, no. What are you going to say?
This isn't exactly how you're supposed to wear a mask.
Oh, no. This is Fauci approved.
Oh, is it?
Yes. This is how Fauci wears his masks at baseball games.
You saw
that. I guess it's appropriate that a superhero have a mask.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You saw Fauci at the baseball game, right? So stupid. Everybody's nailing him because he pulled it down to take a drink and talk to his friends. And I was like, oh my gosh. People went crazy.
Those camera guys were just waiting for that second.
Just waiting for him to go like this. I need a drink of water. Look, he doesn't have on a mask. You wear masks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do too. I mean, it's just, I don't want to get into all of this. You know what I mean? It was just trying to be safe.
Yeah, so that's why I'm sitting here like this. Yes, yes.
But again, Melvin, your mouth is showing.
Your mouth is moving.
All right. So let's get to some of these questions. All right. So these are questions that you guys actually submitted on Facebook and on Instagram. Wait, what? Twitter? Instagram? Facebook? Did we do it all?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all
right.
Of it.
All right. So I grabbed a bunch of these, and we've written them, and here we go.
Okay. So, again, I am Melvin the superhero.
And Melvin, you were only in one of our specials. We've had 9 specials. Which one were you in?
I was in Stark of Insanity.
Right. We taped that in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, Matt, I forgot. We're launching a new video today, and that's the reason we do these videos, these live videos, because we're announcing the best of the rest.
Who's that?
Well, your premieres at 10:30.
Premieres at 10:30, which is in 12, 13 minutes. So
I'm in the best of the rest?
That's right.
I didn't get my own, just all by myself?
No.
Why not?
Because you're special.
Okay.
You're super.
All right. These are legit questions straight off the internet from you guys, and let's see who we get.
Do they win anything if you read the question?
They win fame.
Okay.
All right. From 10 million, 12 million people watching.
Okay.
All right. Kim Looper Cox, I was curious how you got your superpowers.
A spider bit me.
That's how you got your powers?
No, I mean, it bit me just now. Son of a bitch. Sorry, what was your question?
Your question was how you got your superpowers.
Oh, I do squats, some Pilates, a little bit of yoga, take a good multivitamin. I kind of like Batman.
Batman?
I'm a natural superhero.
Okay. Chuck Monroe, dear Melvin, can you smell trouble or danger a mile away?
Chuck! With this nose, I can smell danger 10 miles away. Unless it's allergy season.
Right.
Then I'm screwed. I got to take Zyrtec. And isn't it weird that Buzz Lightyear's nemesis is Emperor Zurg? Did you think about that ever, Matt? Emperor Zurg, yes. And there's Zyrtec. I'll bet Zurg has his hand in the pharmaceutical world and invented Zyrtec.
Probably.
Not funny. But something to think about.
Okay. Grace Newhouse. Dear Melvin, do you have x-ray vision? If so, does Jeff wear boxers or briefs?
Should I answer this?
Sure. Do you have x-ray vision?
I wouldn't say I have x-ray vision, but I can see through solid objects.
Oh, really? Like what?
I can see through solid glass.
That's amazing.
Oh, and Jeff goes commando.
No, I don't.
Too much information.
You will if your nemesis steals your underwear.
Fine. I don't know how to pronounce this name.
Shall blase?
I guess.
She's French. Ooh la la. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho.
Dear Melvin, do you have any kids and do they have superpowers like you?
I have four kids, and they are super pains in the butt. And if they do have powers, you cannot tell because they can't lift a finger to do anything around the house. They're evil little torts.
Noah Adair, dear Melvin, what planet are you from?
What planet? A lot of folks think I'm from Jupiter. See how I did that, Matt? Jupiter. See, because I'm Jewish.
I understand that.
Yes. But I'm from a much scarier inhospitable place called Detroit.
Detroit's a fine city.
Parts of it.
Right.
Other parts, not so much.
Okay. Most cities are like that.
Don't water this down. I'm trying to entertain.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you have international fans, do you not?
Yes.
Frazine Jules? Dear Melvin, what type of rescues have you done? I have done many rescues, Frazine. I volunteer at an animal rescue. And this morning I rescued my toast from a burning toaster oven. That was really close.
Right.
Set off a smoke alarm, but I smelled it first. Take that first alert, your second alert now.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Another time I pulled a guy out of a burning car, but he got pissed off because he was just in there smoking weed.
Michael Lord.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. Dear Melvin, can you use your powers to get rid of all the hate in the world?
I hate that question. Next. I'm sorry, Michael, but no, I cannot get rid of all the hate in the world. However, I can hold my hand over a lit candle for almost 3 whole seconds.
Vicky Miller. Dear Melvin, what have you been doing during the quarantine? Has the virus affected your superpowers?
I lost a lot of work with everyone at home. All the bad guys had no one to rob, so I've just been binging Tiger King.
Roger. What? Join the club. Great. Roger Salguero? Salguero? I'm sorry about these pronunciations.
You're very uninformed.
Yes. Dear Melvin, what hair product do you use to keep your hair from messing up while you fly?
Doesn't matter because I usually fly Southwest.
So you can't like jump off a building and actually fly?
Yes, I can.
Good.
Once.
Right. Here's a joke straight out of the special. Lori Winter.
I love her. She's a little cold, but I like her.
Thanks, Melvin. Dear Melvin, can you use your superpowers to destroy the corona?
Maybe if I was Captain Vaccine.
So that's no, you can't.
First, I need to get rid of my rash.
Where's your rash?
On my COVID.
I don't even know what that means. Michael Fako?
Michael Fako. He's a faker. Fako's a faker.
Dear Melvin, why aren't you part of the Avengers?
Because I'm not good at avenging. I'm more of a guy that goes, hey, cut it out. Less confrontational.
Right.
All that crap wouldn't have happened. Iron Man would still be alive today if he'd just gone, hey, cut it out.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, oops.
Sorry.
All right. Theodore Barker. Dear Melvin, how do you change into your costume when there are no phone booths?
That is a good question, Theodore, because the only place I can do it is like in a park behind a tree. I've been arrested 6 times so far.
All right. Daniel Boyance? Boyance?
He never sinks.
Sorry. Dear Melvin, do you have a super wife, and what is her power?
Oh, a super wife. I do. And her superpower is maxing out our credit cards at the speed of light.
It's nice. Brandon David Rice. Dear Melvin, Batman has the Joker, so I'm always curious, who is your nemesis?
The jerk who keeps stealing my Amazon packages off my front porch. I've ordered so much, I don't even know what the guy's getting.
True story.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. It's like the package. What was in that? I don't remember. All right. Let's see. I think that's most of the question. You know, Matt, this is a little treat for everybody. For some reason, Melvin, when I turn his head, his cape always goes one direction. I don't know if we edited that out of the specials, but every time I performed with him, his cape would always end up this way.
That way. That
slides all the way around.
Slides all the way around. So you turn it like this.
My neck is getting chafed.
There it is. All right, what
it's
else
like
do you
Ahmed's want? Foot where you're constantly adjusting.
Oh, yeah, Ahmed's foot. That's right.
Yes.
So this is crazy, Matt. I looked in. When I build dummies, I always put the date of when I actually finish them. When I seal up the head to finish painting them, I always put the date inside there. And I could not believe the date that's inside this guy. I can't believe it's been this long.
What is it?
Well, should I show everybody this? Say ah.
Did you wash your hands?
I did wash my hands.
Okay.
So if you lift his tongue up.
Don't lift my tongue up.
That's where the date is.
What?
I put on some of the early ones, I put the tongue on a hinge so it actually flaps. And if you pick the tongue up and look underneath, that's where I signed it and put the date. So go
on. Oh, there's a bit of trivia I didn't even know.
Yeah, oh yeah. So
right. We should save that for the slideshow of the tour.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, ow. Sorry. Your finger tastes like.
Like what?
Like,
oh, no.
The inside of a puppet.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So April 17th, 2007.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's considering when we taped that, hold on. Yeah, I think we taped it we didn't tape it long after that. Because I had another version of Melvin before this guy. So he was, right.
So, yeah.
And then the other bit of trivia, in the special, so the upcoming video that's going to be released in 4 minutes, the part where his hair comes off is not in it, right?
Not in that clip, no.
All right, then here's another bit of trivia people don't know. So this is basically black hair with yellow paint over it, right? So I have another wig for him that's all yellow with black on top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But this was the one that was in the special.
This is the one in the special. And in the special, his hair, he goes,
don't do this. I don't like this. So hey, that's not funny.
So there's his toupee. And this thing is rock solid.
Hey, cut it out.
All right. Let's put this back on.
So there you go. It's made of what?
Everything's fiberglass. This was pre 3D printer. And what I would do is I would sculpt the head in clay, and then I would give the head to my buddy Dragon, who would then take the clay and make the molds and give me the fiberglass shell back. He'd give me the fiberglass shell, and then, of course, I'd put in all the movements and paint them. So I let Dragon do all the chemical stuff that'll make you sick.
and is his hairpiece held on with magnets, or is it pressure fit?
No, no, it's just gravity. This is so heavy. And I was thinking this, Matt, when I got Melvin out today, I should just scan this thing and print it. Because it would weigh nothing. But this thing weighs, it must weigh a couple pounds. It is solid resin, I think. I don't think there's any cloth in there. I think it's solid resin. And it's thick.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
A lot of hair. But if it was thin, it probably wouldn't have been able to fly away in the special.
You mean if it was light? Oh, you're right, because he bends over and his hair falls off. Yeah.
Right. So if it was light, it might be a technical, you know, malfunction.
Oh, wait, are you thinking I did that on purpose?
Oh, yeah, no.
Another mystery. Did his hair fall off on purpose, or was it an accident?
No one knows, and no one will know.
Mm-mm. All right, Matt, so we're going to let everybody go away. Head over to YouTube, and where's the link? Is it up there?
Yeah, Fausto, put that link up there, buddy.
All right, put the link up there, and so head over to YouTube, and I will sit there and make comments with you guys, and we'll watch this all at the same time, so this will be fun. And again, this is the best of the rest, and what's next week, Matt? It's the best of me.
Some of the best of the rest.
There's a lot of the rest. That's right, there's a lot of the rest, and we could have another video another time soon. But this is some of the best of the rest. And you'll see characters that you haven't seen in a long time, unless you watch the specials all the time. What else are we going to talk about? I guess that's about it. So, what?
Well, you want to talk about your really quick mention what next week's going to be, or should it be a surprise?
Yeah, no, next week is going to be the best of me. And I tell you, Matt, you've been picking out these clips from all my stand-up from the specials, and again, this is stuff that I do. I put in a special. I forget about it. Audrey and I sat there and laughed. I don't want to be narcissistic, but it was one of my favorite videos because I haven't done any of that material in years.
And a lot of that stuff was not seen on Comedy Central because they edited a lot of that stuff out.
So that's right.
It would be new for a lot of fans.
That's right, because Comedy Central wanted to get straight to the dummies. And it was only in Spark of Insanity that they used a whole bunch of my straight stand-up. But we ended up editing. We edited all that stuff ourselves. And we edited it out, edited me out, and wanted to get straight to the dummies. I forgot. It wasn't just Comedy Central. It was us.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Of course, we're the most important ones.
Huh? Okay, so we got to go? All right, we got to go, everybody. We'll see you over on YouTube. Head over there right now. Let's watch the video together, and I'll make comments in the comments, and we'll have some fun. All right. See ya. Yeah. Thanks.
Facebook Thank you for joining us. Facebook link is up there. YouTube link is down there.
YouTube link's down there, and what?
Well, on YouTube, the link is down there, and on Facebook, it's up there.
Oh, on YouTube, it's down there, and on Facebook, it's up there. The links. Okay.
Thank you for joining us. This has been fun. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Hit off. I'm working on it. That's the wrong one. That's not it either.
All right. Live streams are your kryptonite.
I know. They are. I don't know how to do this. Where's the one? Where's the one over here? Where's the stop? What's in the box? What's in the box? Okay. You want to stop streaming? Yes. Bye, everybody.
See ya. You're an idiot.
I know.